Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's Wednesday, and this is Deborah Leanne. Time for a little bit of wisdom on this Wednesday afternoon. And today is the last day of August, and the path that I've been on in terms of diving deep into authenticity and what that looks like in leadership, in presence, in joy, in commitment, in vision today was kind of where I went with it at a workshop this morning. And I would love to share with you what's come from that. Whew. So to get started, let's get into this moment, closing out all of the other things that so often call us away from our truth, from our authentic source of joy and vision and value in the world, closing out all of the things that need to be done or still on our to-do list for today and anything that happened up until this point so we can tap into the source and the resourcing energy that is in this moment, in this present moment within us. So feeling our feet, if you have the opportunity to close your eyes, it supports that focus within. Breathing deeply, deeply in through the nose, allowing your belly to swell as you hold the breath for a few seconds, and then releasing with a sigh. A couple more. Feeling our back as our shoulders drop down, as our chest opens wide. And allowing our hips to move back and forth, whether we're in our seat or we're standing. Allowing ourselves to remember that we do have a lower half of our body, and allowing the energy that we get from sharing our fullness and wholeness, all of that energy combined creates a synergy. It allows us to tap into our inner power and presence and creative source, as well as allows us to align that with our heart, our spirit, our mind, and our inspired energy, whatever you want to call that, the universe, God, love. But if we are in that vertical core of feeling all of that, so that there can be an kind of like a figure eight or the eternity loop that will allow us to go down through our hips, up through our center, around the top of our head, and then back through our heart and down through our hips. So just allowing that energy to circulate within us. And from this place of truth and being within, where we don't need anything outside of us. All we need is to be here in this moment, breathing in and breathing out. And everything else exterior to us is secondary. We're going to put our gas mask on first, onto ourselves, before we do anything, serve anyone else outside of us. So there's something scary about being authentic, and I felt it a couple of times today, and it sometimes makes me cry when I get to that truth and my essence and my wholeness and my fullness of me, and I let others see it. Sometimes I giggle with nervousness. Sometimes I shut down and want to flip out and join the exterior mask gets put on and I'm not being authentic. So there's this play that I'm doing, being in, being whole, tapping into what's real and sharing that, not from an intellectual where I need to be, what needs to be said, what is expected of me, but from what I'm sensing is what my sharing of my truth is in the moment. And what an ideal space to do that, but in a workshop where I'm up standing in front of a group of women who I admire and who I invited and who are looking to me to share some wisdom to support them in their leadership growth internally, their inner game as well as their outer game with leading their organization. Oh, and I felt it as I was in and out and in and out, sometimes hiding from it and backing away, like literally standing behind myself, sometimes out in front of myself. And then I would pull back in, course correct, if you will, and stand within my essence and my power and my wisdom. And the more awareness I get on this, the quicker I can do my course correct. And it reminds me of, I had one of the very first personal growth seminars and workshops I was involved in and then supported in for many years afterwards. The teacher of that is an amazing coach and leader in her own way. And one of the things that she would tell is the story of course correction and the story of an airplane when it's flying, for example, from St. Louis to Chicago, and how it sets the course and it's locked in on the computer system. And then constantly the plane gets buffered around by the winds or whatever, and it moves off course and off course and off course and off course. And it's constantly checking back in every few seconds and resetting and getting back on track. And if you notice, even driving straight down a highway that looks to and appears to be straight, we do adjust our steering just a little, just a tweak here and there. Obviously, we don't do wild swings or we'd end up, you know, all over the road. And that's where I felt like I started, was these wild course corrections in the last year or two of, wow, how long have I been off course? And then falling back into what's true and who I am, and then allowing someone to knock me off center again and go days or weeks or months even being out of alignment. And in the last, I'd say 3 to 6 months, that alignment has been easier and easier to get back into, to feel what it feels like to be, oops, that's not quite right, back in, oops, that's not right. So it's almost a constant of I'm in, I'm out, I'm in and out. And I think that's probably the human in us that will, I don't know if we're ever going to be perfectly in alignment. I think we have egos for a reason. And the best is that I can figure out is maybe I can learn to dance with my ego, right? Just like I've had to learn throughout the years to dance between the yin and the yang and the light and the dark and the masculine and the feminine within me, and the in and out of me is the other part. It's all me. It's all my humanity, the physical and spiritual parts of me, right? All of those dichotomies. So when this authenticity piece comes forward in terms of awareness. And when we see that we are more in alignment with certain people, or when we're not around certain people, and becoming aware of that, and knowing that we, especially as women, but we, all of us right now, are going through an awareness that we need other people to do what we want to do in the world. We are not designed to do our best and greatest work on our own. I'm a huge believer in that. And that we're all generators for each other, or projectors for each other, or supporters, or holding space to allow others to step more deeply on their path, more true on the course. And here comes the biggest piece, for me anyway. How do we ask for this support? How do we best know who to ask for the support? How can we, even just for little things, and authentically receive them? And I don't know about you, but I was brought up very independently. I mean, very young age, I was supporting my mother in running the household. I knew how to get myself up and out the door in the morning without even talking to my mother. And I know still many people that, you know, make their lunches for their kids. And I loved to do that, by the way. I was a big lunch maker. But all of those things that we do for our children in the morning. And then I know other people that their kids make their lunches at nighttime, put them in the fridge, and they get up and they leave in the morning. They're very independent. We have taught our children that because we don't want them to grow up and not be able to do for themselves. Especially women. We're taught to do it all. We're taught to go out and have an amazing career, have a beautiful family, decorate our homes, and have perfect health, where we have amazingly beautiful clothes and bodies. And I mean, it's all such a facade for me, that whole superwoman thing. And now that we're starting to see that there is no such thing as having all of that in perfection, and if we think somebody does have it all, we're probably not knowing the full spectrum of the truth there. So to get back to this whole thing of asking and receiving, is I was never taught to ask for anything, because if I did, I got shut down. So I just lowered my expectation of what to want. See last week's show if you want to learn more about my playing with what it means to have a desire and truly want things. But the thing for me around learning to ask if people want to work with me, learning to ask if someone will drive me somewhere, learning to ask if someone wants to do something with me socially, learning to ask if someone will come over and just listen and let me talk or cry. I'm not so good at that. I've never been very good at that, especially when it comes to friendships and men. I'm getting a little bit better in my business, asking for what I need and want. But when it comes to what my heart needs and wants, or to move my business forward, I can't do it alone. I need to have a group of people that are all with me in community, holding space and moving the whole process forward. And that is where I am now seeing the purpose and the value and the synergy that happens in masterminds. When you've got a small, intimate, committed, trusting, connected group of people who are going forward with their goals and for themselves personally and professionally, and sharing them in this circle where everyone in there is also supporting that dream and vision and that person, there is also room for saying, I need help, and then allowing the help to come. And when you pool resources or when you share what's going on and where you need help, it's amazing how people know people who know people, and all of a sudden there's all kinds of answers and resources available to you, available to me. So after having just joined a new mastermind of speakers who want to grow our businesses and ourselves on a bigger playground next year, and approaching a group of nonprofit leaders to say, are you ready to grow yourself and your organizations by being a part of this community? It's amazing to me to see how powerful that energy is when we're all connected in that way, in that circle. And now we're going to take the next step. Can we ask for what we need? And then the biggest piece after the asking is, can we receive it? And think about yourself. When someone says something nice to you, and I just realized I had about 4 people say how much they appreciated or how much they got out of or how much they loved the workshop this morning, and how I immediately go to discounting that versus letting that compliment or that testimonial or that string of words that they shared, having that land in me and the gratitude around that of receiving that gift. It's almost like slowing us down so that the words or the favor or the joy or the love or whatever the experience is that's being offered to us, whether we asked for it or not, when it shows up for us, letting it in, like welcoming it in, like we would welcome in someone we haven't seen in forever or someone that we've been so looking forward to having come over to our house. Literally opening the door and saying, please come in. Thank you for coming. Really letting it land. Letting that beautiful compliment or gift or testimonial or chunk of business or money or whatever, that inspired idea that comes to you, allowing it to come in, sit down in the living room with us and have tea with it. Wow. That just came to me. I didn't think about that. I was talking about landing before, but it's even more than that. Letting those little pieces, those little experiences fill us with a sense of gratitude and amplifying our value, our belief in ourselves, our trust in that we're doing what we're here to do. All of that validation, that being seen, being witnessed as being good at what we're here to do, feels really, really amazing. I want more of that, please. Thank you. I'm going to say yes to that. So here's what I have proposed for the women in the group this morning. And I'm calling it the receiving challenge. For the next 21 days, I just randomly picked that because actually it takes about 3 weeks to see a shift in patterns and creating new habits. I mean, minimum 3 weeks. But every day to look for, and it's similar to doing the gratitude journal and looking for what came through you that day, that what you're grateful for, but in the moment of receiving something, whether it's somebody allowing you in on the highway, you know, allowing you to change lanes, or someone who buys you a coffee in the pay it forward manner, or someone opens the door and smiles at you and it just lifts your spirits for that moment. Whether someone pays you a compliment, whether an unexpected check arrives in the mail, whether a client calls and says, I would love to expand the contract with you because I really am valuing what you're doing. Anything that comes forward that we didn't ask for. It's fun to do the ones that we ask for, too, because it's nice to know that we can ask and receive. But really importantly is starting to notice when we're open to receiving, literally open, heart open, our second chakra open. I was demonstrating this morning, open to the front, saying I'm open for business, I'm open to receive, thank you. And to the back, where our sacrum is, if you put your hand on your lower back, just rubbing and allowing that to be open and putting up for, I'm open for business there too, because that is where support shows up for us. When someone's got our back, right? So opening to the receiving and seeing what shows up. Because the more we focus on things, we know that they expand. So what would it be like to focus on, I'm going to be receiving. I have no idea what it's going to look like today. Could be a beautiful sunset I get to see, or the glow of the moon, or, which is funny because we have a new moon today, so or tomorrow, so you won't be seeing much of a glow of a moon tonight. But what is it that you can appreciate that's showing up in your life? And then literally and figuratively and energetically receive it. And then you can play. You can play with going to bed at nighttime saying, I would love to see more vibrant colors, or to meet someone with like-minded business strategic partnership opportunities, or, you know, whatever. We can go to sleep and ask for that at nighttime and see where it shows up and when it shows up. But the other piece is to just hold the space that I am receiving. I am open and allowing more good, more joy, more success, whatever that looks like, more clients, more money, more opportunity, more creativity, more expansion in my life. And then just look for it. It's there. It's amazing. Focusing on what's positive and good and coming to us always allows more of the same to come. So that's my challenge. That's my challenge for you for the next 21 days. I'll be reminding you as we move forward into September. And maybe September will be about receiving. Maybe that'll be the topic. I haven't quite determined that yet. Sometimes I think I know what it's going to be, and I have to wait and see what shows up tomorrow. So the... I've started a Facebook group to track the receiving challenge, and you can find it at Leading with Feminine Presence on Facebook, or feel free to connect with me on any of my social media channels, and I will send you the link to join the community. I'm so excited to see what shows up for people. And what happens when we just take on the art of authentic receiving and play. Just play with it. Don't make it a have to. If it's a desire or if it sounds fun to you, I look forward to seeing you in the group. Take excellent care of yourself. We are at the edge of some major paradigm shifting, and the tipping point is upon us. I love the quote, we are the ones we've been waiting for, and I truly believe that. So shine brightly, own your brilliance and power, and I look forward to staying connected with you. See you next time. Bye-bye.